Welcome to the Social Media Examiner Show, helping you thrive in the social media jungle. And now, here's your host, Chelsea.
Hello again, and welcome to today's show. This episode comes to us from Christy Hines and is sponsored by the Social Media Marketing Society. We'll share more about the society a little later in the show. Today, we'll explore how to start a business blog. Are you interested in starting a blog for your business? Want to know how to set it up to get the best results? There's lots of design and functionality options to consider when setting up your business blog. However, only a few make a vital difference in your blog's success. In this episode, you'll discover the 7 critical elements you need for your business blog. First, you'll need to choose the best blog layout for your business. Some of the most commonly used blog layouts are a 3-column layout with 2 sidebars and the main content column, a 2-column layout with 1 sidebar and the main content column, and a 1-column layout with only the main content column. There are advantages and disadvantages to each of these layout options. If you're a publisher with a large amount of content that you want to promote alongside your articles, the 3-column layout gives you plenty of space for promotion. For example, TechCrunch uses the 3-column layout with 2 sidebars. While this layout can distract readers from the main article, it might also keep them on your website longer, as they have plenty of related content to click through. If you want readers to give 100% of their attention to your content, the 1-column layout is the best choice. For example, the Zapier blog post uses the 1-column layout with just content. Of course, this doesn't leave you with room for promotion of additional information, except throughout or at the end of the posts. The most popular option out of all 3 layouts tends to be the 2-column main content plus sidebar layout. The key to making this layout work for your business is to ensure the sidebar focuses on your business goals, with the most important elements at the top. A good example is the Hootsuite blog, which uses the 2-column layout with the sidebar on the right. If you're looking to grow your email list, your opt-in box should be at the top of your sidebar. Follow it with links to your social profiles, top content, and other information. Most importantly, unless you're an affiliate marketer or a publisher that generates income from advertisers, don't give visitors any external links to leave your website, unless they point back to your main website. No matter what layout you choose for your blog, make sure that it's mobile-friendly. Google recommends responsive design, which is a fluid layout that reshapes itself based on the size of the screen. You should be able to find a responsive design or theme for whatever blogging platform you use. You can also use plugins, like WP Touch Mobile Plugin for WordPress. These give any blog a mobile-friendly design. If you want to convert blog readers into email subscribers to promote your company's products and services, you need to have multiple opt-in forms on your blog. There are several ways to implement opt-in forms on your blog, and many tools to do it. Most email marketing software solutions offer a few different opt-in forms to choose from that you can add to your website using the provided code. For example, GetResponse has a form builder that lets you create forms to match your site design and place anywhere on your website. SumoMe allows you to add a variety of opt-in forms to any website, not just WordPress. You can add a smart bar at the top of your website, a scroll box that appears in the bottom right of your website, or a lightbox pop-up that appears over the website. Opt-in Monster allows you to add a variety of opt-in forms to any website. Again, not just WordPress. You can add opt-in forms anywhere on your site, including the sidebar, footer, after a post, in floating bars, in slide-ins, and in pop-ups. While you don't want to go overboard with one opt-in form sitting right next to or overlaying another, you do want to make sure that there is an opt-in form available so readers can subscribe at any time. If you use WordPress, you can install free plugins like WordPress SEO to create key fields for all of your blog pages to optimize them for search engines. Once installed, start by adding the SEO title and meta description for your blog's homepage, optimized for specific keywords. As you create pages and posts on your blog, remember to fill in the SEO title and meta description. You can even add these fields to your category and tag pages. Go to the appropriate menu items under the Posts section and click on the categories or tags that you want to optimize for search. Then, use the fields to optimize them for specific keywords. This tactic helps your blog get additional visibility and search for more keywords. And now, a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey there, Mike Stelzner, founder of Social Media Examiner. First, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the Social Media Examiner Daily Podcast. Just want to remind you that we are only a short few weeks away from closing admission to the Social Media Marketing Society. What is the Social Media Marketing Society? It's a place where people just like you can go to connect with your peers in a private environment, but more importantly, to gain extensive, highly tactical, hands-on training every single month. Now, here's why thousands of your peers have already joined the society. Number one, they trust Social Media Examiner. Diane Carson said, "I've been following Social Media Examiner for years and have come to trust the high-quality information that cuts through all the clutter about social media and provides me with some nuggets that I can put to use to help my clients." Number two, connecting with your peers is really valuable. Tyler Sawinski says, "I joined to learn and earn lasting friendships with creative people who care about building relationships to better build businesses." Number three is step-by-step tactical training. Sherry Sultana said, "I'm here because I'm hoping it will help me do my job better. I need to stay updated with recent social media platform changes, learn what works and what doesn't, and hope to get all that knowledge right here." Number four is the pace of change and keeping up with it. Ashley Colliver said, "I've been in the marketing field for over 12 years. However, in all those years, it's never had the rate of change that it has now. I'm excited to keep expanding my social media marketing knowledge as well as keep up with the ever-changing platforms." Number five, save time. Stephanie Audrey said, "Joining the Social Media Marketing Society is a time-efficient solution offering practical, actionable training from a trusted source." And the last one, number six, is it's affordable. Christina Wiltbank said, "How could I not join? Between my day job, my family, and trying to make a career change and start a business, my time is extremely limited. The straight to the point, this is exactly how you do X, Y, and Z training are incredibly valuable." Do any of those reasons sound valuable to you? Well, if they do, then you really should check out the Social Media Marketing Society. If you visit smmarketingsociety.com, we've got a bunch of different videos. We've got a behind the scenes showing you what it's like to join the society. We've even got a sample training video that you can get for free. Be sure to visit smmarketingsociety.com before the doors close and they will not reopen until 2016. Again, smmarketingsociety.com. Hope to see you inside the society.
Social sharing buttons are a must for your blog post content. They make it easier for your readers to share your content on the social networks that matter to you. If you're comfortable editing your blog design, you can choose to add the official sharing buttons of Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and your other favorite networks. These buttons pull the title, URL, description, and an image, depending on the network, from the page that they're installed on and allow visitors to share them. If you'd rather use a plugin, there are a vast number of tools that you can turn to. Shareaholic, for example, works with most major website platforms, including BigCommerce, Blogger, Drupal, Joomla, Magento, Shopify, Squarespace, Tumblr, Typepad, Weebly, Wix, and WordPress. It allows you to create share buttons for more than 80 social networks in different configurations. There are also extensions like Filament that work on any website that allow you to create flare social sharing buttons that tally up your total shares across the social networks you've selected. The advantage of using a social sharing platform rather than installing the buttons manually is the analytics. Look for platforms that will help you learn more about how your content is shared and who shares it. Also, be sure to experiment with the social networks you include in your social sharing buttons. You want to use the social networks that get the most shares and drive the most traffic to your content. Besides social sharing analytics, there are several additional analytics tools that you want to set up on your blog to see how well your content performs. First, start with Google Analytics. The behavior report shows you details about the traffic your content receives. Next, make use of Google Webmaster Tools. The new search analytics report shows you how your content performs in search based on the number of times it's seen, the number of clicks, and the average position in search. You can also add SumoMe's content analytics, which will show you how many readers make it through each piece of content. Each of these tools can help you optimize your content marketing strategy to ensure that you're getting the best results from your blog posts. If you have multiple people blogging for your company, whether they're employees, guests, or freelance writers, create a new user account for each person. Platforms like WordPress allow each author to have a custom author bio with their posts and an author page that archives all of their articles. In addition, when the people search for the author in Google, they might stumble upon your blog. If you have dozens of popular authors, this will allow you to get additional visibility in search engines and increase traffic to your blog. To sum up, there are many ways to set up a blog for your business, but these tips will help you create a blog that gets specific results. So tell us what you think. What are the essentials that you have set up for your blog? We would love to hear from you. To leave us a comment or view this episode and its visuals online, visit socialmediaexaminer.com/E106. Again, that is socialmediaexaminer.com/E106. Be sure to never miss a future episode of this show. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. And if you enjoyed this show, we would love a review in iTunes. Also, be sure to visit smmarketingsociety.com to discover more about how you can become part of the Social Media Marketing Society. This brings us to the end of the Social Media Examiner show. I will catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is a production of Social Media Examiner. For more useful information, head over to socialmediaexaminer.com.